Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide. And our subject today is the common OKR pitfalls. This subject actually is connected to a new workshop that I'm offering, and I'll tell you more about it at the end of the episode, so do make sure to stay tuned. And just so you know, the workshop has early bird tickets only for a few more days if you're listening to this as this comes out. So do make sure to listen at the end. And now let's talk about the common OKR pitfalls. OKRs are a very interesting and becoming more and more popular framework for managing teams and companies. I don't know if you know, but it originated in Intel, where Andy Grove originally called this, I think, management by objectives. I think it can be a tremendously helpful tool in order to align your entire team, in order to get people focused on impact, and in order to make sure that the right focus trickles down from the executive team all the way down to the IC level. However, as with anything new, it seems to be getting hyped up and along the way, being misused and abused in way too many companies. Therefore, I want to talk today about some of the pitfalls that I'm seeing a lot of. Some of these, actually, we talked about on a panel I was on CTOcraft a few weeks ago. So, without further ado, let's start from number one, and that is, you are asked to come up with OKRs or KPIs out of thin air. And the pitfall is to actually do it on your end as the tech executive. It is surprisingly common for a VP of engineering or a CTO to come up to me and tell me, Aviv, what am I supposed to do? The CEO just asked me to come up with my KPIs or with my objectives for the new year. And this shows that people have not understood exactly what OKRs are supposed to mean, because you're not supposed to come up with your own objectives out of thin air. Objectives should be determined by the strategy that is company-wide. If each and every department comes up with its own objectives, you're going to be herding cats. That's not the right way to do it. So the first pitfall is that, and the solution, my friend, is to not do it. Do not agree to come up with just random objectives that could have been applied to any other company and any other engineering organization worldwide. You want something that comes directly from the strategy, from the roadmap, and that is aligned with the rest of the departments in your organization. Otherwise, things are not gonna work out. You're gonna have a bad time. Second is that you come up with amazing OKRs, but you never follow up on them. I have seen so many companies get used to a weird cycle where every quarter and every year you come up with OKRs, and you know, it's the end of a quarter. We come up with new ones, but no one ever really follows up on what has been happening with the old one. Maybe we just, you know, do a hand-wavy thing saying, yeah, we got that, we did that, that wasn't perfect, and you move on. Or you even don't have a retrospective session at all. I've seen companies do it. And the problem is that even if you're not doing it because you're thinking the team did good, there's no reason to rehash it. What people end up understanding is that we don't care about these OKRs really, because no one actually seems to be checking them up later. Therefore, I think that to avoid a pitfall here of making people not believe in the process, you have to ensure that you follow up correctly. You show them that you have measured things and you see what has been achieved, what hasn't, and you get some learning out of it, get some feedback. We haven't done that. Why? We did achieve all of our objectives, but is that because we made sure to have so many buffers that we weren't even stretched a bit? We didn't even have to get out of our comfort zone? Should we have actually achieved more? Those sorts of discussions are extremely powerful when we're talking about maximizing impact, about getting your people to grow and become even better. That's what we want after all, right? As I said at the beginning, we want to triple your impact per engineer. That starts with that. Another pitfall is making OKRs feel like it's just admin work, right? I have to do this No one seems to actually care about it. It gets extremely harsh when your engineering managers are not into it. When everyone around feels like this is like, you know, doing the performance reviews in big corporates where you know that you have to write some paragraphs about what you did, and yet you know that no one really cares, and you have to make pretend that you really pushed yourself in here and you did that, and all of that, you know, this weird dance that we seem to be doing every quarter, but we're dancing for no one. Again, if people cannot see the value in this, what they achieve out of it, how this actually matters, then they're going to get disconnected from the process. They're going to get mistrust. And you are going to see that later on, even if you learn how to do these OKRs better, once you've ran out of trust, once people no longer believe that this is something that you can do properly, and it will be 10 times harder to redo it and actually get people to do it properly. So you really have to make sure to do that with the right process and intentions from the get-go. And this connects to another pitfall that I'm seeing, which is we allow OKR drift. You set it out at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the quarter, and let's say that you fix the prior pitfalls we talked about and you actually do check it out. You follow up at the end of the quarter. What happens in the middle? If you never think about your objectives, your progress, your key results during the quarter or during the process of a year, what happens? In most cases, what we see is what I call the OKR drift. If you've ever seen someone go on a too long pull request on Git, you know that feeling you have a branch that's so far away from master, from main, or whatever you want to call it, that you see this, you know, in the pull request, it yells up at you saying that branches have diverged so much that you have 200 commits here, 300 commits over there. Things are so different, it's not even the same code base. And that is OKR drift. When we say at the beginning of the year, this is what we want to do, and you never realign it. You never make sure that things are still on track, that things still make sense. I've seen so many startups go through something that is very natural for startups, and that is to realize that they need to pivot. They need to change their plan. They need to come up with new objectives because, I don't know, the market changed. Facebook said that they're gonna do X. Apple have announced Y. There's a pandemic. Something has changed. And, you know, mostly companies don't just sit there and say, all right, we don't know what to do. You're going to do something. But if you never go back to your objectives and make sure to update them, as you're going along, you're going to get to the end of the quarter. And then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, this has nothing to do with what we actually did. So forget about that. And again, once you have this happening, a quarter or two, people no longer trust the process. People become skeptical and they don't care. So make sure to have a routine process for reviewing your OKRs and seeing whether they still make sense and whether you are progressing at the right and expected level. Otherwise, you might need to change things up. And lastly, another pitfall is failing to connect OKRs all the way down to the IC level. I think that if a specific person in your company can't understand how this translates to them and how what they do actually connects to a bigger objective, to the impact that they have, how can you expect them to care about their impact more, and how can you expect them to triple their impact per engineer if they don't know how to measure it? That's one. Second, I advise my clients to consider creating personal OKRs for their people. So that, for example, each and every engineering manager in your organization, every quarter or every year, whatever, comes up with OKRs for their people. So if we have, for example, Jenny, and Jenny really wants to become a manager, let's have an OKR working on her soft skills or working on her communication. Maybe Dave over there wants to become a staff engineer. Let's talk about what he needs to be focusing on in the coming year in order to advance towards it, that sort of stuff. And when you actually do it this way, when you have personal OKRs, it really gets people more involved because they genuinely have skin in the game. And it also means that they are more likely to think about how these things align, the team's OKR and their own OKR. They are more likely to be involved when it comes to the processes and the whole rituals that we're going to have about this. And it increases your odds of having a successful OKR change implemented within your team. Now, I know that I really sped through these because this is only a few minutes long, but if you want to use OKRs, if you're planning for 2022 right now and you want to make 22 an insanely successful and productive year for your team, if you want to think, how should you measure yourself as a CTO, as a VP of engineering, or how should you measure your organization? How can you tell whether your organization is a successful one or not? Should it be doing more, or is it at the outliers of the best engineering teams in the world? If you're wondering all of that, you should really check out my new workshop. It's 3 hours long, online via Zoom, where I will be talking about how to measure your engineering team and how to create a team that is aligned on impact and a bunch of concepts that are related to this subject. How can we use OKRs effectively? How can we make people engaged in this whole concept? And how can we know whether we are doing good? Because chances are you have no peers in your organization. You are the only CTO. You're the only VP of engineering. How can you compare? Who can you talk to? Realize whether you're doing good. How can you tell if you're improving? And how to create more and more momentum in your organization so that people constantly improve, constantly get better, and we see the impact per engineer keep climbing. So if I've made you interested at all, do check out the link in the show notes where you can get more details, see the pricing, the dates, etc. I will say once more, I have early bird tickets available only for a few more days. So if you're interested, do check it out. If you just missed it because you're listening too late, again, this is why you need to subscribe to my newsletter where I first talk about these things and I send it out the second things become available for purchase. So do check out my newsletter as well. If you have any questions about the workshop, my email is in the show notes. Do reach out, let me know. And lastly, I will say that this workshop is mainly aligned right now with the new year, so you can make sure to create a roadmap and a whole process for managing your team and starting 22 with a bang. And also, if you do sign up, you get 30 days of email access to me to see that you implement what we just talked about in the workshop in a way that is tailored to your organization. So I will be with you and helping you along. This is something I usually don't do, but I thought it would be interesting for me, and that is why I'm doing it. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters. So thank you for joining me. Do check out the links in the show notes for everything I just talked about. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you celebrating, and I'll talk to you next week.